Hey everyone, I'm so excited to share a message that I received from the creator of this podcast, Big Bobby. This is something I've been working on for a while now, a brand new podcast called Echoes of the AM. Inspired by the old AM radio stories my dad used to listen to, this podcast brings back the art of storytelling with a modern twist. Each episode is filled with captivating tales, vivid narration, and handcrafted sound effects. Yes, I'm even recording the Foley myself in my sound booth. Whether you're looking for something to help you relax, spark your imagination, or share timeless stories with your family, this podcast has something for everyone. The creak echoed through the basement, each sound amplified by the oppressive silence. Clara held her breath, instinctively reaching for Elliot's hand. He squeezed it tightly, his grip cold and clammy. In the dim light, they exchanged a wide-eyed glance, neither daring to speak. The sound of soft, measured footsteps broke the tension. Clara motioned for Elliot to stay still as she crept toward a tall shelf filled with dusty books. She peered around it, straining to see into the darkness. A shadow moved in the corner of the room and she froze, her heart pounding so loudly she was certain it would give them away. Elliot, who had been trembling behind her, hissed under his breath, "What do you see?" "I don't know," Clara whispered. "Someone's here." Before either of them could react, a figure emerged from the shadows. It was the man from the coffee shop, the stranger who had started all of this. He looked disheveled, his coat torn and his face smeared with dirt. But his eyes were sharp, scanning the room until they landed on Clara and Elliot. "You two," he said in a low, urgent voice, "you shouldn't be here." Clara stepped forward despite Elliot's frantic attempts to pull her back. "We could say the same about you," she shot back, her voice braver than she felt. "Who are you? What's going on?" The man glanced toward the doorway they had entered through, his expression darkening. "There's no time for explanations. They're coming." "Who?" Elliot demanded, his voice cracking. The man didn't answer. Instead, he crossed the room in three swift strides and began pushing one of the shelves aside, revealing another hidden passage. "Come with me if you want to live," he said grimly. Clara hesitated, but the sound of approaching footsteps made the decision for her. She grabbed Elliot's arm and pulled him toward the hidden passage. The stranger didn't wait. He disappeared into the darkness, leaving the door open just wide enough for them to follow. Clara pushed Elliot ahead of her, and with one last glance over her shoulder, she stepped into the passage and shut the door behind her. The silence was immediate, broken only by their labored breathing. The narrow corridor smelled of damp earth and decay, and the air was thick and heavy. A faint light from the stranger's flashlight guided them as they hurried forward. "Who are they?" Clara whispered. The stranger didn't turn around. "You really don't want to know. But if we don't get out of here, you'll find out the hard way." Elliot stumbled, catching himself against the dirt wall. "Why us? Why did you drag us into this?" The stranger stopped abruptly, his flashlight beam bouncing off the jagged walls. "You think this is about you?" he hissed, his voice barely above a whisper. "You found the journal. That's all it took." Clara's stomach churned. The journal. It had been tucked away in a box of old books at a thrift store. Something about its worn leather cover and cryptic symbols had drawn her in. She hadn't been able to resist bringing it home, and now it seemed to have brought danger right to their doorstep. "What's in the journal?" she pressed. The stranger gave her a look that sent a chill down her spine. "It's not what's in it, it's what it unlocks." Before Clara could ask more, the sound of scraping metal echoed down the passage. The stranger's face twisted in alarm. "They've found the entrance," he said. "Move now." The three of them broke into a run, the uneven ground making every step treacherous. Clara clutched Elliot's hand as they struggled to keep up with the stranger. The narrow corridor opened into a larger chamber, its high ceiling disappearing into darkness. At the center was a stone pedestal, its surface etched with the same symbols as the journal. The stranger hurried to the pedestal, pulling a small object from his pocket. It was a key, jagged and ancient-looking. He inserted it into a slot in the pedestal and turned it with a grinding click. The room shuddered, and a low rumble filled the air. "What are you doing?" Clara demanded, panic rising in her voice. "Keeping us alive," the stranger said through gritted teeth. "This will slow them down." The rumbling grew louder, and the walls of the chamber began to shift, stones sliding into place as if forming a barrier. Clara and Elliot watched in stunned silence as the entrance to the chamber sealed shut. "That won't hold them forever," the stranger said, turning back to face them. His face was pale, and for the first time he looked as frightened as they felt. "We have to keep moving." Clara's patience snapped. "No more running until you tell us what's going on. What's in this journal, and who's after us?" The stranger hesitated, his jaw tightening. Finally, he sighed. "The journal is a map, a guide to something buried deep beneath this city. Something powerful and ancient, the kind of thing people would kill for. And now, thanks to you, they know where to find it." Clara felt the blood drain from her face. "We didn't know. We just thought it was interesting." "Interesting?" the stranger snapped. "You have no idea what you've stumbled into. That journal has been hidden for centuries for a reason." Elliot stepped forward, his fists clenched. "Then why didn't you leave it hidden? Why are we running instead of destroying it?" The stranger's eyes hardened. "Because it can't be destroyed. And if it falls into the wrong hands, it won't just be us who pay the price." A deafening crash interrupted their argument. The walls of the chamber trembled, dust falling from the ceiling. The stranger's face went ashen. "They're breaking through. We have to go." He led them to another passage at the far end of the chamber, this one sloping downward. Clara's legs ached, but adrenaline kept her moving. The passage seemed to stretch endlessly, the air growing colder with each step. Finally, they emerged into another chamber, smaller and more contained. A massive door loomed before them, carved with intricate patterns and symbols that glowed faintly in the dim light. The stranger approached the door, his expression grim. "This is it." "What is it?" Clara asked, her voice shaking. "The seal," he said. "It's what the journal leads to, and it's what they want." Elliot stared at the door, his eyes wide. "What's behind it?" The stranger didn't answer right away. When he did, his voice was barely audible. "Something that was never meant to be unleashed." Clara's heart pounded. "Then we can't let them have it." The stranger nodded. "That's why we're here, to stop them." As he began working on the seal, Clara and Elliot exchanged a nervous glance. Whatever was behind that door, they were about to become part of a fight far bigger than themselves. The sounds of pursuit grew louder behind them, and Clara knew they had no choice but to see this through. The rumble of pursuit echoed louder, as if the walls themselves carried the sound closer. Clara could feel her pulse racing, her breath coming in quick, shallow gasps. Elliot shifted nervously beside her, his fingers twitching as he watched the stranger work on the seal. The door's intricate carving seemed alive, pulsing faintly with an inner glow. Symbols flickered and shifted as though responding to the stranger's touch. He muttered under his breath, his fingers deftly moving across the surface as though deciphering a puzzle only he could see. "What happens if they catch us?" Clara asked, her voice tight with fear. The stranger didn't look up. "They won't." "That's not an answer," Elliot snapped. Finally, the stranger turned, his expression hard. "If they catch us, they'll force that door open. They'll unleash what's inside, and the world as you know it will end." The words hung in the air, cold and heavy. Clara swallowed hard. "What's inside that door?" The stranger hesitated, his gaze flicking to the glowing symbols. "Something ancient, something powerful. It's not alive, not in the way we understand life, but it's conscious, malevolent. The last time it was released, civilizations fell, entire continents burned, humanity barely survived." Elliot's face was pale. "And you thought it was a good idea to bring us here?" The stranger's eyes narrowed. "I didn't bring you here. You brought yourselves by taking that journal. Now, if you're done questioning my motives, we need to focus on staying alive." The sound of metal scraping against stone made them all jump. Clara spun around, her heart hammering. The wall behind them was beginning to crack, jagged fissures spreading outward as something heavy slammed against it from the other side. "We're out of time," the stranger said. He turned back to the seal, his movements frantic now. "You need to decide if you're with me or against me. Either way, this door needs to be protected." "How do we protect it?" Clara asked, stepping closer. He looked at her, his expression grim. "By making sure it stays sealed, no matter the cost." The wall behind them exploded inward, a shower of dust and debris filling the chamber. Clara threw herself to the ground, shielding her head as jagged pieces of stone rained down. When the dust began to clear, she saw them. They were human, mostly. Dressed in dark, tattered clothing, their faces were pale and gaunt, their eyes glinting with an unnatural light. They moved with an eerie precision, their footsteps silent despite the chaos they left in their wake. "Run!" the stranger shouted. Clara didn't need to be told twice. She grabbed Elliot's hand and bolted toward the far side of the chamber. The stranger stayed behind, his hands still working on the seal. The glowing symbols flared brighter, casting strange shadows across the walls. "What about him?" Elliot yelled, glancing back. "He knows what he's doing!" Clara shouted. At least, she hoped he did. The thought of leaving him behind made her stomach churn, but she knew they couldn't afford to stop. They sprinted down a narrow passageway, the walls pressing close on either side. The air was colder here, and the faint hum of energy seemed to vibrate through the stone. Clara's lungs burned, her legs screaming in protest, but she forced herself to keep going. Behind them, the sound of pursuit grew louder. The creatures moved impossibly fast, their distorted voices echoing through the tunnels. Clara risked a glance over her shoulder and immediately regretted it. One of them was close, too close. Its eyes locked onto hers, and a twisted smile spread across its face. "Elliot, faster," she gasped. "I'm trying," he panted. The passage opened into another chamber, this one smaller and less ornate. A circular pool of water dominated the center of the room, its surface unnaturally still. Strange symbols were carved into the stone around it, glowing faintly in the dim light. "What now?" Elliot demanded, his voice rising in panic. Clara's eyes darted around the room, searching for an exit. There was none. The passage they had come through was the only way in or out. "We're trapped," she whispered. Elliot backed toward the pool, his hands trembling. "This can't be it. There has to be another way." Before Clara could respond, the creatures entered the chamber. They moved slowly now, their unnatural eyes fixed on Clara and Elliot. One of them stepped forward, its movements jerky and disjointed. "Give us the journal," it rasped, its voice like nails on a chalkboard. Clara clenched her fists. "We don't have it anymore." The creature tilted its head as if considering her words. Then it smiled, a grotesque, inhuman expression. "Lies." It lunged forward, and Clara screamed. Instinctively, she grabbed Elliot and dove toward the pool. The icy water closed over her head, cutting off her breath. For a moment, there was nothing but darkness and the sound of her own heartbeat. Then the world shifted. When Clara opened her eyes, she was no longer in the chamber. She lay on soft grass, the scent of wildflowers filling the air. The sky above her was a deep, unbroken blue, and a gentle breeze brushed against her skin. "Clara?" Elliot's voice was hoarse but steady. She turned to see him sitting a few feet away, his clothes soaked and his expression bewildered. "Where are we?" she asked, her voice barely a whisper. He shook his head. "I don't know. One minute we were underwater and the next, this." Clara sat up, her mind racing. The meadow stretched out in all directions, bordered by a dense forest. There was no sign of the chamber, the creatures, or the stranger. "Do you think he made it?" Elliot asked. Clara's chest tightened. "I don't know." Before they could say more, a figure emerged from the trees. Clara tensed, her body ready to flee, but the figure raised its hands in a gesture of peace. It was a woman, her long hair woven with flowers and her eyes a vivid green. She wore a flowing garment that seemed to shimmer in the sunlight. "You shouldn't be here," the woman said, her voice calm but firm. Clara got to her feet, pulling Elliot with her. "We didn't mean to come here. We were running from something." The woman nodded, her expression thoughtful. "I know what you were running from, and I know what you carry." Clara's stomach dropped. "The journal?" The woman stepped closer, her gaze piercing. "It's more than a journal. It's a key. And now that you've activated it, there's no going back." "Activated it?" Elliot repeated, his voice rising. "We didn't activate anything." The woman's expression softened, but there was no mistaking the gravity in her voice. "By opening that door, you set things in motion, forces that cannot be undone. The balance has been disturbed, and those who pursue you will stop at nothing to claim what you carry." Clara's mind raced. "Can you help us?" The woman hesitated, then nodded. "I can guide you, but the path ahead will be dangerous. If you wish to survive, you must trust me." Elliot glanced at Clara, his eyes wide with fear. "Do we have a choice?" Clara shook her head. Not really. The woman smiled faintly. Then follow me, and whatever happens, do not stray from the path. As they followed the mysterious woman into the forest, Clara couldn't shake the feeling that their journey was far from over. The journal's weight seemed heavier than ever, and the questions swirling in her mind remained unanswered. But one thing was certain. Their fight to protect the seal was only beginning. Thank you for joining us on this late-night journey into the unknown. We hope you felt the echoes of suspense, mystery, and adventure in every moment. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us bring even more thrilling tales your way. And remember, the night holds many secrets, and we've only just begun to uncover them. Tune in next time for another story that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, and let the echoes guide you.